Welcome back to the program, 740. Let's take a look at, some behavior that is less than exemplary, shall we? 69-year-old man by the name of Graham Cooper got to run with the Olympic torch relay before the London Olympics last year, and that's awesome. You know, congratulations to him. 69-year-old dude gets to run with the Olympic torch. However, a woman watching on television recognized him as a pedophile that had abused her 30 years prior.
Oh, wait a minute. How did she recognize him?
Are you kidding me?
We're going to look the same 30 years after the fact?
Wouldn't you recognize somebody if they'd abused you?
By one little few seconds on TV, 30
years
after the fact?
I think victims would tell you that there are things that are seared into your mind when you've gone through that.
You betcha.
Okay.
She called the cops. He admitted to it. Mm. He was convicted of indecent assault and gross indecency on Friday of last week. He will be sentenced later this month.
I love those stories, when the long arm from the past just reaches out and gets you.
An individual who thinks that they can get away with it and is snagged. I do. I like that, too. This next story comes to us from our Ice Cube
That's what you get, dumbass.
File.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, there's a, what was it, Mars or something like that, the Red Planet? It was the worst sci-fi movie I've ever seen in my life. Val Kilmer is in it and a couple others. And Ice Cube plays the wisecracking urbanite on the mission.
Uh-huh.
And there's a guy that accidentally, he's being a real jerk. He snatches a can away from somebody and decides he's going to cut the can open with a machete. And he cuts his thumb off.
Uh-huh.
And Ice Cube, the best line in the whole movie, laughs and says,
"That's what you get, dumbass."
And from then on, I thought, that's...
You've been an Ice Cube fan ever since.
A huge Ice Cube fan. So that is the title of our That's What You Get file. Earlier last month, 29-year-old Joshua Governin of Glendale, Arizona, tried to steal some copper wiring off an air conditioner on a repairman's truck. Joshua got some wire, but he also sliced off a big chunk of his left ring finger when the wiring got tangled around his hand.
Including the fingerprint, huh?
He took off with about $300 worth of wire, but without the chunk of his finger.
Uh-huh.
Cops were investigating the robbery. They found the chunk of finger, and they were able to pull his fingerprint off of it and track him down.
That's a beautiful thing.
When they looked him up on Facebook, he had actually posted photos without his fingertip.
Nice.
He wrote, quote, "Got it caught in a fan belt of the car while helping a friend."
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. He is now being prosecuted. And then Wednesday night, 8 sixth graders in Brooklyn were hospitalized from, quote, "a noxious odor in their classroom." What do you think that noxious odor was?
Oh, we can only imagine.
In Brooklyn.
We can only imagine.
Turned out that there was a kid wearing a little too much Axe body spray.
Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
The school says he is going to be disciplined. Hey, with the body spray, you're going to have to tone it down here, buddy. You know what I'm saying? There it is. There's your stupid stories for the morning. Where are you going? Sit down. You know better.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
Thought I could escape.
And by the way,
foiled again.
For the record, Axe body spray smells horrific.
See, I've never...
Actually, they had a display. They had a woman at Walmart. The hottest Walmart employee they could find was at the Axe body spray kiosk.
Really?
Doing that product placement. It smells horrific.
You mean it's not like the ads where if you put it on, beautiful women throw themselves at you?
You're telling me hot... woman at Walmart. It's that chick in the hover-round scooter eating a block of cheese, right?
More likely to make the lady folk run away.
All right, from the world of entertainment and sports, the NFL, as you may know, may start negating touchdowns for taunting penalties. If that works out, the next step is to eliminate the postseason altogether and give players a participation trophy.
Woo-hoo.
A lot of former players are saying that the NFL is no longer the league they remember. Of course, that's only the small percentage of former players who actually can remember.
What, I played football? Really?
Huh? Yeah? David Ortiz celebrated the Red Sox victory Wednesday night with a $100,000 bottle of champagne. The champagne is so rare.
How rare is it?
It comes in a gold bottle and is made from the tears of Dominican orphans. Huh? What? I thought that was okay. Anyway, all right, moving on now to the next story. Comes from the United States and abroad. The House of Representatives announced that they will work on 113 days in 2014, which is down from 126 days this year. They explained that by being more efficient, they will still be able to meet their goal of accomplishing nothing. Forbes magazine has named Vladimir Putin, President Obama, and Chinese General Secretary Xi Jinping as the world's most powerful people, or as Fox News is calling it, the commie trifecta. A woman in New York who may have been distracted by texting plowed into 50 cows on the roadway. Onlookers watched in utter dismay. Hitting 50 cows, seriously? I mean, isn't that kind of unheard of? No? Okay. Anyway, moving on to the world of science and technology. An article in U.S. News and World Report offers tips for picking the right gynecologist. Number one on the list, when he sees you disrobe, make sure he doesn't start looking around to high-five his assistant.
He.
Oh, whatever.
Comes home from work and says, whew, I'm bushed.
God.
I'll be here all week.
I'm leaving now.
Really?
It's fine. The kids didn't get it anyway. It's no big deal.
A new study. A new study is showing women with big butts are more likely to live longer, and men who like big butts are more likely not to lie. Today.
It's been a remarkable little segment today.
Oh, that's what she said. Today is World Vegan Day, and if you see a vegan, give them a hug. Not too tight, they may break.
Yes.
And, of course, on World Vegan Day, Ed Begley Jr. climbs down the chimney with a reusable grocery bag full of groceries and leaves Priuses for all good little boys and girls. There it is. A quick look at the news. Thanks for being here. Don't use the information we've given you for evil.
If your child is suffering from a prolonged Halloween candy sugar high, you'll be glad to know there's help at the Halloween Candy Detox Center.
I can fly!
Once your child is admitted, our trained medical staff will start them on a pure chocolate IV drip to help bring them down gradually. Next, they'll be administered prescription Butterfingers, and for more serious cases, an injection of liquid Skittles.
I can walk through walls!
Finally, we'll follow up with outpatient treatment, including classes such as AA, Almond Joy Anonymous. While there is no cure for Halloween candy addiction, we can help your child manage this serious illness at the Halloween Candy Detox Center, where we really wish we had fewer things made of glass.